So apart from eternalism and nihilism, we of course have a multitude of other strategies to avoid facing spiritual death, mainly around the future and the past, I think. So we fantasize about the future where everything will be nice and secure. We agonize about failings and if-onlys from the past. We buy lots of nice things to make us feel more substantial and important. And we try to turn the pleasures of life into a safe refuge. And we tell endless stories about ourselves to ourselves and often to anyone else that will listen. And we do things like we take our laptops and mobile phones on retreat. It's another area that Sadhanandi touched on the other day. Do we really need to do this? I mean, we might. I think the main thing is that we're making choices. We're not just doing these things as an automatic distraction, but we're recognising, do I really need to do this? Okay, I do really need to do this, so I will. Or I don't really need to do this, so I won't. I mean, I've got a really interesting example from being here, actually, where I was a bit bored the other night. There was a few things, actually. Down the medical centre with Vajragupta Naya, there's quite a wodge of Marie Claire's and Vogue's and that sort of thing. So I tell you, that is a problem. So I've got to stack them in the loo now. So I'm sort of trying to take them out of certain places where I might lapse into that and put them in other places where I give myself permission to read them in the loo. And also the other night I was lying on my bed and I was quite bored. I think I was not going down the Marie Claire route at that time. I thought, no, just stay with your experience. And I thought, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll check the weather forecast on my mobile phone. My mobile phone's got this ability to search the internet, which is really a major temptation. And it was raining, so I thought, well, that's sort of justified because it's raining, and I want to know, will it be raining tomorrow? So I did that on Friday night. The weather forecast, let me tell you, give you a little weather update. The weather forecast was that it was all going to improve. It was a bit rainy today, and then it was going to be sunny, and then sunny, and I thought, great. And then I thought about this yesterday, and I thought, why did I do that? Did I really need to know what the weather was going to be like? And you know, I did it again last night. And I'd gone to this whole thing saying, you don't need to do that, Vijay Ma. That was really not staying with your experience. You should have just stayed with being bored, etc., etc. And I thought, oh, but it's raining again. So I did it again last night, and I'm afraid the weather forecast is pretty bad now. So then I thought, so they weren't even the same. You know, you do it 2 days in a row, the weather forecast completely changed. So that made the whole thing a complete waste of time. And actually, do I really need to know what the weather's going to be like? It's really interesting. You know, why did I do that? I mean, I did it quite, it was a bit of a laugh, but it's not at all helpful to my experience of life to know whether it's going to be rainy tomorrow or not. In fact, it sets up again the sort of disappointment if the weather isn't what the weather forecast said it was going to be. And also I thought, well, that's probably what I do with my internal weather. I probably try and give myself a weather forecast internally of how I kind of hope I'll be tomorrow. I hope it's going to be sunny tomorrow, you know. Whereas if we can just stay with our weather, you know, as it is in the moment, without bothering about having to forecast it, then that is a much better way to live one's life. And the other thing that's interesting is I said to someone I'd done this, and, you know, why was I using my mobile phone here when I didn't need to? And she said, oh, but it's not a retreat. And I thought, oh, that's really interesting. So the convention's not a retreat, so therefore it's okay to use my mobile phone. And I thought, well, why don't I make this as intense as I possibly can for myself? I mean, actually, I'm doing quite well. I don't want to give the impression I'm checking the weather and reading Marie Claire all the time, because I'm not. I have my little lapses, but I am really doing quite well at turning this into a retreat for myself. But isn't it interesting that we kind of have these little times, you know, you go to Tarralog for 10 days and that's a retreat, so I'll really try and be mindful and aware, and the rest of the time I'm sort of off duty. So I think it's very interesting to look at these things that we do with ourselves.